Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including vinyl records, DVDs, antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
The following program is pre-recorded.
SAGE 888-971-7243. Larry Elder. Article in the Epoch Times. California insurers could hit all policyholders with extra fees to cover fire losses. New rules enacted in September 2024 for the insurer of last resort in California, called the Fair Access to Insurance Requirements, or FAIR, F-A-I-R, could leave homeowners, insurance policyholders, on the hook for fire losses in the L.A. area if totals exceed the plan's ability to pay. Dave Jones, former commissioner of the California Department of Insurance, said, quote, bottom line is the FAIR plan will have enough money to pay claims, but the way it will make sure it has enough money is by assessing all policyholders eventually. If it gets there, that's what will happen. People will get an additional bill, which will come as a big surprise to Californians, end of quote. AccuWeather estimates the economic impact of the damage could exceed $150 billion. Jones said if a substantial number of burned homes are covered by the FAIR plan, it could jeopardize its solvency. Rules proposed in July 2024 and issued by the state's insurance department in September 2024 changed how FAIR plan losses would be covered by spreading exposure to all policy holders. With losses mounting due to the fires in L.A. County, rates will increase for Californians in the near future, according to Jones. Quote, it's going to be very expensive for Californians to access insurance going forward, end of quote, the former commissioner said, to the surprise of no one. Now, as you know, Gavin Newsom issued an edict. By the year 2035, no more sale of new gas-powered cars in the state of California. Guess who's now withdrawn that edict? Gavin Newsom. According to Red State, quote, California officials are withdrawing their final request to enforce their nation-leading EV rules days before President Donald Trump's inauguration. You know why, don't you? Because lawmakers are saying, we're not going to give you any money unless you stop the nonsense, stop the wokeness, thin your forests, develop water infrastructure, and stop spending money on homelessness, stop spending money on plan for reparations, stop being a sanctuary state. And all of a sudden, right before Trump's inauguration, Gavin Newsom, who's more of a climate change alarmist than even Joe Biden, have withdrawn his demand that there be a ban on the sale of new gas-powered cars by the year 2035. According to the Center Square, at least one California arsonist who was arrested was in the country illegally as a gotaway. One person of interest was arrested after being caught on video holding a blowtorch near the source of the Kenneth Fire. That one spanned about 1,000 acres in L.A. and Ventura counties, destroying entire neighborhoods. A 33-year-old Mexican national, Juan Manuel Sierra, was recently arrested for, quote, attempting to start a fire, close quote, and is a suspect in the nearly 1,000-acre blaze, according to the L.A. Times. Also, according to L.A. County records, guess what? He has an ICE detainer request. ICE said in the statement that he entered, quote, U.S. unlawfully at an unknown date and location without inspection by an immigration official, close quote. In other words, he is a so-called gotaway. He has a history, an extensive criminal history, multiple encounters with law enforcement from November 2016 to the present for a variety of charges, was convicted of assault with a deadly weapon October 10, 2023, was recently arrested in Ventura County for felony probation violations stemming from the an October 2023 arrest for assault, conviction for assault. Quote, it remains unclear why ICE had not previously detained or processed him for removal, end of quote. So, in addition to the natural elements, we have a huge homeless problem. Most of the fires in L.A., many in L.A. County, started by the homeless population, spending more on homelessness than on fighting fires. And we have all these illegal aliens because California is a sanctuary state, and Gavin Newsom has said, come on down. And by the way, California lawmakers recently expanded the number of illegal aliens eligible for taxpayer-supported health care, provided they have income below a certain level. By the way, they did this in phases. First, they allowed illegal aliens with children to get taxpayer-supported insurance, because after all, they're children. And then they waited a little while, kept their heads down for a while, and then they expanded to illegal aliens who were above a certain age. And then just days ago, Gavin Newsom signed a bill to expand the availability of taxpayer-supported health care insurance for all illegal aliens in the state of California. And by the way, it is estimated that illegal aliens cause California taxpayers $20 billion a year, all in. Housing, medical care, crime, education. $20 billion a year. And Gavin Newsom has urged illegal aliens to come on down, because after all, the lawmakers just spent $50 million to Trump-proof California, primarily money to be spent for lawyers to fight deportation orders when illegal aliens are facing them. This is the state of California. And you wonder why there wasn't money for firefighters? You wonder why the firefighters are understaffed? You wonder why the fire hydrants didn't work, fire engines not working, fire engines in need of repair? Because we're spending money on illegal aliens, spending money on things like making sure that there is a panel for reparations, even though California was not a slave state. They spend their time on things like banning gasoline-powered leaf blowers, gasoline-powered lawnmowers, spend their time on making sure that large toy store retailers have a gender-neutral aisle, I kid you not. And they put on the ballot very benign-sounding measures like Proposition 47 and Proposition 57 and market them as reforms. Kamala Harris was AG when she drafted the summary of Proposition 47. Didn't say it's going to increase homelessness. Didn't say it's going to increase crime. She said it's going to be a reform measure. And it was authored by George Gascon, the L.A. County D.A. who just lost his bid for re-election by 30 points, and who was appointed the D.A. of San Francisco by Gavin Newsom. And then there's Proposition 57, also marketed as criminal justice reform. It reduced a bunch of categories of crime from nonviolent, from violent to nonviolent, so that things like rape of an intoxicated victim is now a nonviolent offense, I kid you not, which, by the way, made a whole bunch of people behind bars eligible for release. Assault of a police officer, a nonviolent offense. Serial arson, a nonviolent offense. California has a no camping ordinance for public places, sidewalks, parks, not enforced. The argument was it was unlawful. But recently, the Supreme Court made it clear that cities and municipalities that have no camping ordinances in public spaces can, in fact, enforce them. So rather than tell somebody homeless, get up, there's a bed for you, get in it, or if you are a druggie, go to rehab, or if you're suffering from mental illness, you're going to a mental institution, or you're going to jail, we simply provide them with housing. They don't stay. The housing is exorbitant, and you're simply inviting more and more homeless people from other states to come on down. You get a car. You get a car. You get a car. It's asinine. And maybe, just maybe, this will be a wake-up call. I'm Larry Elder. You've heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start for just $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't simply mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call. 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor three-week quick start today. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My debt problem started probably about 2016. I needed my life to change financially. I called Trinity, and I ended up joining based on high credit card bills and high interest rate. And my counselor at Trinity has been great, and Trinity has been helping me to get on the right path of paying off these credit card bills, bringing down the interest rate. They have consolidated my bills into one low monthly payment. And now I am finally getting out of credit card debt. So I just want to say thank you, Trinity, for showing me a better and greater path.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Sharon, and soon I will be debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved three offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Show 888-971-SAGE 888-971-7243. Larry Elder here. David's book, by the way, is called Running Out of Time: Wildfires and Our Imperiled Forests. It came out in July of 2023. Here's a summary from Amazon. Of all the natural disasters we face on Earth, a wildfire is the only catastrophe that is controllable and in many cases predictable, costing thousands of lives each year and as much as $300 billion annually in the U.S. alone. Wildfires are fueled by human behavior, environmental factors, and in many cases, the mismanagement, ineptitude, and lack of candor by governmental agencies. Running Out of Time, Wildfires and Our Imperiled Forests is the accumulation of more than 10 years of extensive research, expert interviews, and personal experience. It exposes the inexplicable policies, practices, and deception of federal agencies responsible for the nation's forest oversight, revealing dangerous vulnerabilities in current wildfire suppression systems and forest management practices. End of quote. It's by David, last name Auchterlonie, A-U-C-H-T-E-R-L-O-N-I-E, contributing author Jeffrey A. Lehman, L-E-H-M-A-N. Again, you can go to Amazon.com and check it out. Running Out of Time, Wildfires, and Our Imperiled Forests. Joe is in Indianapolis. Joe, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Larry. I want to express to you what an honor and a privilege it is for me to speak with you, and that I'm so grateful for you and what you do.
Thank you.
I'd like to make a couple points. I have a younger sibling. Are you there?
I'm still here, yes.
Oh, I have a younger sibling.
Every now and then, Joe, I actually shut up and listen.
Oh, thank you. So I have a younger sibling that's been in Silicon Valley for 35 years, and it's been difficult over that time for me to understand why he's for who and what he's for. Mm-hmm. Also, I'd like to shout out to the Triangle Civic Club here in Indianapolis, where I'll be going to sing karaoke this evening. I've been singing karaoke down there for 17 years, Larry. I'm the only white man in the bar, and it dispels all of the mainstream media myths about racism. I'd just like to say that.
Okay. Well, Joe, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. You wouldn't want to have me singing karaoke. It would sound croaky. Let's go to Mike. Mike is in Clearwater, Florida. Mike, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Hi, Larry. Always a pleasure to talk to you, sir. Before we get started real quick, your latest book, As Goes California, is it coming out in audio?
I have no plan for it to come out in audio. I've had a few requests. We haven't gotten to it yet.
Okay, Larry. Here's my point. You know, it's always amazing to me, only in California can you have a state-run insurance plan called the FAIR Plan, and there's nothing fair about it. Here's the thing, Larry. There's billions and billions and billions of dollars worth of damage. I saw an estimate of possibly $200 billion.
Yep.
That's more than what some of these insurance companies as a whole is worth, their market cap. So my question, Larry, thanks to the big guy, maintaining a home, maintenance, taxes, this, that, and the other has already gone up. And I'm afraid that the insurance, you know, we had the two storms in Florida. By the way, Florida also, like California, has had supermajority Republicans in the state legislature. And look at how much better we're doing, folks. Yeah. If that doesn't tell you. So what happens to, you know, the ones with means, if the people with money, it's not going to bother them so much because they probably have enough money to pick up and move and rebuild elsewhere. What about the poor working folks that lost everything, Larry? This is terrible. And thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Mike. It is terrible. And frankly, I don't know what's going to happen. This is a disaster, just financially, of epic proportions. I've heard that as much as $150 billion, maybe even more. And many people are not insured or only partially insured or insured under the so-called California FAIR Plan, and they're going to jack up the rates. You just now heard me say that under the FAIR Plan, if they don't have enough to cover it, other policyholders in California who are not enrolled in the FAIR Plan are going to have to make up for it. So it's going to be more expensive for everybody living here. Mike, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Dwight is in La Canada, California. Dwight, you're on the Larry Yoda Show.
Hey, Larry. Actually, now I'm in Pasadena now. My home is in Altadena, basically at ground zero for the Eaton fire. I mean, we bugged out Tuesday, and that's where it started, right across the street from where we live.
Did your home survive?
That's what I'm saying. Thankfully, sincerely, thank you, God. Our house is okay, but it, in front of us, behind us, to the south, to the north, everything west of us. It's crazy, man. So we're out, but we're displaced. We're out of a house right now. We can't go back. I'm unemployed because the store, when I'm one of the managers at the store. People have seen the store on the news quite a bit in downtown Altadena. It's a shell. Anyway, it's horrible, man. It's just horrible. So my wife, who handles all the paperwork in our house, thank God for my wife, she finally got confirmation from FEMA yesterday, and I'm like, are you sure about this, babe? Yep, we're sure. People who have homeowners insurance and the aforementioned California FAIR Plan, thank you very much, we don't qualify for any FEMA assistance because we have homeowners insurance. We get nothing from FEMA. So we're in our fourth bed since the first day. And we're in La Cunada now for the duration. We have we're up there, which is good, but we don't get any relief through FEMA because we have homeowners insurance. Even that, you know, it's California, Larry. We should be a paradise, man. We should be a freaking paradise, and we just see it falling apart around us, and now it's burnt up, and you know, what are we going to do?
Well, it's my understanding, I could be wrong, but correct me, it's my understanding that FEMA won't pay until your homeowner's claim has been denied, turned down, then FEMA kicks in. But as long as you have insurance, they wait to find out whether or not your insurer will pay off.
Well, you know, okay.
Yeah.
If we had taken advantage of, he said that she went to FEMA, and they said, you know, you can get a hotel room. We'll pay for the hotel room. That's great. But if it turns out that our homeowner's insurance would have paid us anything, it's California FAIR Plan. It's not very much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then we'd have to reimburse them for the cost of that hotel room. We didn't need it. We didn't need that. But, you know, here's the thing. Well, why do we have FEMA if we can't even – And everybody's got some sort of homeowner's insurance, or most of us do. Even in that fire area, we can't get quote-unquote good insurance. We have to get California Fair Plan.
Yeah.
But even if we have that, FEMA won't – it's just a stupid mess. And I'm just glad I'm able to call up and kind of vent on the air. And son of a gun, I wish I wasn't calling you.
Right. Well, I hear you. But as I said before, I believe FEMA waits to find out whether your homeowner's insurance pays. And if they don't, then FEMA kicks in. How much FEMA gives, don't know. Larry Elder.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Get ready to celebrate love and style with KCNR. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and KCNR is here to make your celebration unforgettable. Tune in each weekday from 7 to 9 a.m. for your chance to participate in our Love Song Challenge. We'll play a clip of a famous love song, and if you can name it, call 530-605-4566, and you'll be entered into our drawing to win a Valentine's Day grand prize package to be given away Monday, February 3rd at 8:10 a.m. during Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Botts. The Valentine's Day prize package includes a $100 gift certificate to Taroko Asian Bar and Grill at 1701 Pine Street in downtown Reading for a delicious Valentine's Day dinner with music from Pat Karch on piano. The Valentine's Day prize package also includes a dozen stunning long-stem red roses valued at $146, courtesy of Reading Florist at 3260 Bocelli Lane. Visit them online at readingflorist@charter.net. Also included, 24 premium chocolate truffles from Bouquet Bon Appetit at bouquetbonappetit@gmail.com. Also included in the Valentine's Day prize package, 2 tickets to Chocolate After Dark at the Turtle Bay Museum on Friday, February 7th at 6 p.m. Must be 21 and older to attend. KCNR is partnered with Taroko Asian Bar and Grill, Reading Florist, Bouquet Bon Appetit, and the Turtle Bay Museum to bring you this dreamy Valentine's Day prize package on KCNR.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. While we may have won this election, the fight to restore our great nation is only beginning. Now the time to take a stand, and Patriot Mobile is leading the charge. As America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, Patriot Mobile offers a way to vote with your wallet without compromising on quality or convenience. Patriot Mobile isn't just about providing exceptional coverage. It's call to action to defend our rights and freedom. With Patriot Mobile, you'll get outstanding nationwide coverage because they operate on all three major networks. If you have cell phone service today, you can get cell phone service with Patriot Mobile with a coverage guarantee. But the difference is every dollar you spend supports the First and Second Amendments, the sanctity of life, and our veterans and first responders. And switching is easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their 100% U.S.-based customer support team will help you find the perfect plan. Right now, go to patriotmobile.com/Larry or call 972-PATRIOT and get a free month of service with promo code Larry. Switch to Patriot Mobile today and defend freedom with every call and text you make. Visit patriotmobile.com/Larry or call 972-PATRIOT. That's patriotmobile.com/Larry or call 972-PATRIOT. Just got a phone call from Oscar, who asked about the FAIR plan here in California, wanted to know when it was established. It was established by the California Insurance Code back in 1968, I believe it was, and provides coverage, but it's not nearly as coverage, good a coverage as you get with a private insurer. But they ask you to go to several insurers and get turned down first before you apply for the FAIR plan. It's kind of a plan of last resort. And a growing number of Californians, having been turned down by their insurance carriers, are on FAIR. Of the people that lost their buildings, now it's 12,000 buildings lost. I don't know how many are on the FAIR plan, but we certainly will find out pretty soon. And if the plan, as you heard, does not cover it, apparently all policyholders in California will have to kick in to cover the losses. Let's go to Brad. Brad is in L.A. Brad, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Hey, Larry. I just wanted to call and tell you I don't know what makes me happier, the fact that Donald Trump has taken office on Monday or the fact that you're back on the radio in this time slot. And I swear, we've never met, but you helped me get through 9/11 and the wars and the Obama years and through the crazy Russian collusion treason and through COVID. And I just wanted to say thank you and God bless you. And I'm so happy you're back.
Well, Brad, thank you. I'm back. I'm tan. I'm fit. I'm rested. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Wow. For people who are outside of L.A., I've done local drive time in L.A. for almost 20 years. And I left and came here to Salem, and I was on for the same 3 hours, but it was on a delay in L.A., so people in L.A. could not hear me live and therefore, of course, could not call in live. But as of the beginning of this month, I'm now back from 3 to 6 live in L.A., where I was for the beginning of my career. So, and I don't know if you heard the first day I came back, but I said, as I was saying before, I was so rudely interrupted. Brad, thank you very much for that. I appreciate it. Rich is in the Bay Area, California. Rich, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
Larry, can you hear me, by the way?
I sure can.
Okay. I am a big-time blogger in Northern California. I've never called you before. I don't know if you remember Ron Owens. I'm good friends with Ron.
I do remember him. In fact, okay. he had a show in the Bay Area and one in L.A. at the same time for a while.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the only people I really thought of and think of and is Ron and you. And I have never called you before, and I have no SO or what do you call it, MO or what have you. I told your producer, whoever answers the calls, I by chance have listened to you apolitically. I'm probably moderate to left, but not, I don't mean left. And you got me hooked. And I'm not as Ron would say, trying to kiss your tuchus. I'm being very critical. I think you like that.
I do.
Did
we lose him? I think we lost you, Rich. Anyway, I think you were complimenting me and saying that you're a moderate to left person, and even though our ideology might be different, you enjoy the show. I think that's where you were going. And if you were, thank you. And if you weren't, you're breaking up. You're breaking up. Anyway, thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. We come back. If pain is affecting your life, I have the perfect New Year's resolution for you. Make 2025 the year of feeling good again. Larry Yoda here. The year of moving better, sleeping better, feeling more alive, and do it with Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it doesn't just mask pain temporarily, it helps reduce or eliminate pain. Over 1 million people have turned to Relief Factor. Feel the difference they can make in your life. Give their three-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call. 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. You can start feeling better in 3 weeks or less. And every day you feel better is a day you live better. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, make 2025 the year of feeling good again. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start today. Visit ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
I'm going to let you in on a little wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half every single month. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile want you to believe you need unlimited data so they can overcharge you. Here's the fact. Most of you are buying way more data than you will ever need. Pure Talk only charges you for data you actually need. Listen to this. For just $25 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data, plus hotspot. Do you know what you can do with 5 gigs of data? You can browse the internet for 135 hours, stream 1,000 songs, or watch 10 hours of video. Stop overpaying for wireless and get 5G coverage with Pure Talk. Dial pound 250 and say spend less. Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will make switching easy. There's no contract and no activation fee. Dial pound 250 and say spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
China, uncover the supply chain behind the crisis in Fentanyl Death Incorporated. Available exclusively at SalemNow.com. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Remember living the way you wanted before everyday pain changed all that? Let me tell you about Harold from Massachusetts and his Relief Factor story. Every night when Harold went to bed, he would have terrible back spasms. He heard about Relief Factor on the radio, like you are now. Harold tried Relief Factor, and in less than 2 weeks, he was enjoying pain-free nights again. You could say Harold's back is back in action. My brother Kirk had a similar problem, going up and down the stairs in the morning. Had to do it gingerly with one foot on one step, the other foot on the same step, and so forth. I told him about Relief Factor. Within a couple of weeks, he told me it was working, and he could go up and down the stairs just like old times. If you're living with aches and pains, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Join the over 1 million people who've turned to Relief Factor just like Harold. Call now to try their 3-week quick start for just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And you too can start feeling better in 3 weeks or less. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and try their 3-week quick start. It's just $19.95. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-4-RELIEF, or go to ReliefFactor.com. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Lynn is in Lake Tahoe, California. Lynn is a FEMA agent off the clock. Lynn, thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it.
Hi there, and I am in Nevada now. I escaped California. I'm a third-generation Los Angelino, and I have been taking calls from LA survivors today. And thanks for picking me up. I really wanted to tell people, if you're in Los Angeles County and you live there, and you need to register with FEMA. And Larry, you were correct about your first line of defense is your insurance policy, but that doesn't stop the process of being assisted by FEMA. It's just part of the process. So generally, we require the denial letter or settlement letter to proceed with housing assistance, but FEMA processes you for more than just housing assistance. There's mm-hmm. four types of assistance that you register for. So I just wanted to clear that up,
Lynn,
and confirm that you were correct, obviously.
I appreciate that. Lynn,
right?
Given the breadth of this tragedy, does FEMA have enough money?
Hey, well, that's a great question, because apparently it's been given away over these last 4 years for other things.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like asking, does Social Security have enough money?
Yeah.
It does until it doesn't.
It does until it doesn't.
That's just my guess.
Yeah.
Right? But I I've been talking to survivors today. One was from Palisades, who has the house is gone. One was in Burbank, who's, you know, kind of living on a prayer, wondering if it's there or not. I should say Glendale. So everyone should register. I have the number here if you want it, but,
sure,
you know, it's
sure.
pretty obvious what you could do.
Sure.
People can call to register. People mm-hmm. can register online, or they can go into a FEMA pop-up if there's one there. But the line, you know, live, we answer until midnight 7 days a week, is 1-800-621-3362. And I'm a federal contractor, so that's why I'm feeling pretty free to just say what I want.
1-800-621-3362.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can go to disasterassistance.gov to register online if you're feeling fancy and you want to use the app.
Lynn, someone's house burns down. They call the mm-hmm. number. Tell me what happens from there.
There's a disclosure. Then they're on a recorded line. There's literally, we're doing the application live, asking question by question by question, yes or no, yes or no, you know, all the pertinent particulars to your identity. I do want to tell everybody that this is for individuals and households only. It's your primary dwelling, whether it's a boat, whether it's a house, whether you own or rent. It is about your primary dwelling only. So for folks who've lost businesses or rental homes or properties that they don't live in, that would be SBA.gov,
mm-hmm.
not this program with FEMA. You know, they're sister companies. We report direct up to DHS. You know that, right?
Right.
So there is assistance. You just got to pick the right lane of traffic when you want to register as a survivor. Are you a business? Are you a landlord? Or are you a resident survivor with your primary dwelling in this county of Los Angeles?
Lynn, what kind of assistance do you provide, and is there a cap?
Yes, there is, and I don't want to get in the wonky weeds, but the four lanes of assistance is housing assistance, whether that's repair, replacement, or, you know, temporary housing, personal property damage assistance. That's a narrow lane of traffic. Also, we're not an insurer, so the things that we look for is what keeps you living safely in any home. If you've lost a mattress or a refrigerator, your cooking, your hygiene, things like that, not your grand piano, not your chandelier. It's just the personal property that you would put into a moving van to get you to the next place. And then there's essential needs assistance. And then there's what's called other expense reimbursement, such as funeral, unfortunately, medical loss or injury or expense as a result of the disaster. All of this is as a result of the disaster. So it's very specific, but it's, you know, my background is in the real estate industry in Los Angeles and the western side of this country. So I've dealt with FEMA from the other side and other insurance type things, mortgage insurance, mortgages. So it's its own thing, but I feel like people are just thinking, well, I'm not going to claim on my insurance. Yeah, I get that. If you're in California, you've been canceled. You don't have fire insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So in my opinion, the answer to do you have insurance, yes or no, yes, I do, but I don't have fire coverage. So that's why you're registering with FEMA. And so if you have to show your declaration page, perhaps, to show that there's no fire coverage, because as of August of this year, as you know, nobody has it in California because all the insurers left.
Mm-hmm.
Or pulled that off your policy. Larry, you might want to check your policy.
Well, all I know is my policy went up substantially, and I called and I found out that someone said on a scale from 0 to 10, 10 being the most high risk of fire, you live in a 10.
Uh-huh.
I said, really?
Yeah.
I had no idea. And he said, because your roads are narrow, the trucks can't get up there, you live
that's
in a
right.
10, and that's why your property insurance has gone up. Quick question, we only have a few seconds left. If someone's house burns down...
How would you define your relationship with sleep? Are there challenges, trouble falling asleep or staying asleep? Here's the thing about sleep. It's the foundation of whole body health. Good sleep is both mental and physical, and our daily performance depends on it. So how do you get to your dream state? Three words. Beans Dream Powder, a science-backed, healthy hot cocoa for sleep. This product will single-handedly change the way you sleep for the better. Text Beam to 717-767. That's BEAM to 717-767 for up to 40% off. Other sleep aids can cause next-day grogginess. But Dream is an all-natural blend of ingredients like magnesium and melatonin to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. And for a limited time, you can get a special discount on Beam's Dream Powder, their science-backed healthy hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Text BEAM to 717-767 for up to 40% off. That's BEAM to 717-767.
The fentanyl epidemic is killing 400 Americans per day. The new documentary, Fentanyl Death Incorporated, takes a deep dive into this deadly killer.
It is the equivalent of a 747 going down every 2 days.
The 9,000 kilograms that were seized by the HIDA program last year is sufficient to kill the population of the United States several times over.
Americans age 18 to 45 are the number one consumers of fentanyl. Our friends, our neighbors, our own family members.
The Surgeon General released the report on the epidemic of loneliness. And that is a real thing.
Where is all of this stuff coming from?
Who's in the fentanyl supply chain? Where are the super labs? How are they using our open borders to cause such devastation?
All roads lead back to China.
The danger is all around us. The time is now.
They're killing our children. How do we change that?
Don't miss this important documentary report, Fentanyl Death Incorporated. It could save the life of someone you love. Available exclusively at SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Eldorado's Let Larry Know What's On Your Mind.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Bruce is in Springfield, Missouri. Bruce, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Larry, as I continue to listen to people call in, it changes my focus really quite quickly. I just say, as I really thought about this, being able to call in and talk with you, the more I hear about you and your life and your history, and I am also very grateful. I don't take it for granted. I hope that through your example, that some of the other radio stations or the news stations, like Steve Bannon and John Solomon, all those guys would open up so that more Americans can speak, as I'm getting the opportunity to. But what I noticed as I listened between California and the rest of the world, we often put California in this place like it's like no other place. And in many ways it is, but it's a product of the American society of the last 150 to 200 years, right?
Absolutely.
So what has happened, I've been reading and educating my wife and I, Cash Patel's book, the other one was Bulletproof. It's just amazing, and our life is reeling, as I imagine many Americans are, of what has happened with our government. And for Biden to be up there the way he was, his farewell was just disgusting. It was a shame, and what has happened with America. And I hear it in the voices of the other people, but what happened in California is the people in California, we lived there for 5 years, have done the same thing. They voted and they've allowed this government to take over and for this thing to happen because of their ineptness, their deceit, their dark money. And the same thing has happened to our country as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, if we don't get it with what is happening now, we will never get it. And I don't know what all it's going to take to turn us around, but I've thought about you, whatever, Larry, I think you could continue to be more effective if more people were able to hear what you spoke about running for position there. I would vote for you if we lived there. You continue to share yourself, and we appreciate that, and I'm sure that many more Americans do. And I'm not just patting you on the back. You're an opportunity where you have given us the opportunity to talk to you and share our heartfelt words. And I'm sorry for California. We're in Missouri, and it was a beautiful day here today. But in a lot of parts of our country, it isn't beautiful.
Well, Bruce, thank you so much. But I think California beginning to hit rock bottom, and maybe, just maybe, the voters are going to begin to rethink some of their assumptions.
Mm-hmm. Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.